Okay. Any question? No. Good. So everybody knows what are we talking about, right? Let's check it out. What are we talking about? General is book five. Yes, book five is step six, which is who are you? Right. So it's something that is not understandable, and we want to somehow not make you understand it, but somehow that you have a feeling about it, because this is not something to understand. This is not something which is supposed to go to your brain. Your brain is a machine of information, right? Knowledge? No. Science? Yes. We are talking about knowledge. The definition was beyond the logic. So we want to understand that beyond the logic. One of the logics that we talked about and we are talking about is in this long story of an ass. Means a stupid fellow. Do you remember the story? We talked about it a lot. Conclusion. What is the conclusion up to here? One point he made strongly, repeatedly tried to make you understand. Imitation. Taqlid. Why is that so important, that imitation and taqlid? Yeah, you. Why is that important? Because from your childhood, you just imitated. You looked around and see what the others doing and you did it, didn't you? This is the basic of it. So your animal part is imitated. If you are a decent fellow, I don't know, so and so and so and so, you enter a stadium, which is a sportive game, suddenly you are someone else. You act differently. So you are imitating. This is first, which is no good. It's good. Up to a point, because you learn with all of this. But there should be a point that you stop that imitation. To be yourself. Original you, right? This was one part of it. There is the other part. Let's talk about the highest level of understanding and knowledge and all of that. How are you going to learn that? To be a master, you should start from being a follower, right? So you follow someone, but do you imitate that fellow? In Islamic religion, it's not an Islamic one, it's more in the invention of Shi'ism. There is this taqlid and there is someone, which is that big mullah, and everybody should follow him. Why? Because he's the boss. You tell me, this is good or bad? Huh? Yes? Good or bad? Is it good or bad? This is the point that we want you to understand. There is no good or bad. Because if nobody follows the best knowledgeable one, So we are lost, all of us, isn't it? But at the same time, yes, following someone, where are you? It's good and bad, both. Again, at the beginning, it's good. At the end, it's bad. Did you get it? Both of them. Learning by imitation and blah, 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 blah is good and it's necessary and you learn with it and you grow up. Then, when you grow, you should stop. The other one, following someone is before you arrive. There is a point that you arrive and you shouldn't follow anyone. We talked about it. Do you remember last book? Book 3. Didn't we talk about this? He said, oh, you have to enrich yourself. But first of all, the first point he made was the peasant, the stupid one. He said, don't follow that one, because the peasant is not civilized, and it's cheating, and he doesn't recognize you, but he understands, he will recognize the fart of his ass. Do you remember that? All of that is here. And he talked about this happening, and he said, listen, you know what is the problem really? The problem is you have a lot of reasons, don't you? And I believe the best way is to throw them out, all of them, because the excuses, excuse me, whatever you think, is it important what he thinks? Not at all. First of all, no one knows. He may think in another language, according to another culture, or he could be drunk and all of that. We don't care. We care about what he is doing, our deeds, because that comes out. You see? So when you're talking about blah, 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 I know that fellow said this, Pluto said this, Aristotle said this, or Prophet said this. This is all baqil, nonsense. What do you do really? What's the outcome of your existence for we? This is the point that he wants to make. The last stuff was a little bit funny because he went back to the story in the other one which said, oh, the ass is gone, the ass is gone. He said, here is the same. This ass is gone. Why? Because he is not original. And he counted a lot. He said, oh, he has the sugar, but it's not sweet. He has the juice, but it's not healthy. He has this, he has that, but none of them is original. Is pretending, imitating, or showing off. Put all of this aside. The ass, because of this, he talked good. Up to here, we have conversation, right? The fox is cheating. He wants to take this ass over there to be killed, right? What was the position of the ass? Logically, it was very good. Answered with blah, 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 blah. And Rumi said, oh, this could go forever. It doesn't have an ending. Because talking is nonsense. At the end, the ass is prepared to go there. But before that, he has a very funny story in one paragraph only. And it's about another ass. And he repeats this ass and ass and ass, because in Persian means stupid. This is stupid ego, now you say, once upon a time there was this fellow who was very worried and knocked at the door and jumped in and closed the door and said, "Oh, save me." He said, "What's up? Well, what's the hurry?" He said, "Oh, because outside they are taking all the asses." I said, "So what? You're not the ass." I said, "Oh, I'm worried because first they pick up, then they look at if you're ass or not." Means what? Listen to the story. You.
The story of the person who rushed into a house in terror, with cheeks yellow as saffron, lips blue as indigo, and hands trembling like the leaves of a tree. The master of the house asked, "Is all well? What's the matter?" He replied, "Outside they are taking asses by force." "Bless you," cried the other, "they are taking asses. You are not an ass. Why are you afraid of?" He said, "They are taken in the great hurry. Discrimination has ceased. Today, I am afraid they will take me for an ass."
Okay. You heard it. He repeated the story. Actually, he will repeat all of this, but he made a big title about the story of a fellow. What do you think about that fellow? What do you think about him?
He's an ass.
He is worried because he doesn't believe in other people. He thinks that they don't know who is ass, who is not. They just grab it, so maybe they grab me. He doesn't think he's an ass. But he doesn't trust the other people. Rumi brings this story to tell you something. Because that one is you. Do you trust other people? Ha ha. You have all these doubts. Ah, okay, let's see. We have to. Right? Now, listen. Yes.
A certain man took refuge in the house. His face was yellow, his lips blue, and his color had ebbed away. The master of the house said to him, "Are you well? For your hand is trembling like an old man. What has happened? Why have you taken refuge? How have you lost the color of your face?" "Today," said he, "they are seizing asses outside to do forced labor for the tyrannical king." He replied, "O beloved of your uncle, they are taking it because it is an ass. Since you are not an ass, go. Why are you troubled at this?" He answered, "They are very urgent and furious in taking. It will be no wonder if they take me too for an ass. They have put their hands with all their might to taking asses. Accordingly, discrimination has ceased. Since undiscriminating persons are our rulers, they carry off the owner of the ass instead
of the story. Okay. What do you get from this? First of all, you know that this fellow is you. Is it a fellow? Someone. Right? What is the problem with this fellow? He doesn't believe in discrimination and other people, right? Let's look at it again. In their time, what is the best job? To serve the king, right? Now they take the asses to serve the king.